Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
And now, man, cutting down the 27 hours, 47 minutes, and 56 seconds to the Nathan's hot dog eating contest at Coney Island. Steve Zabin.
Hey, Steven.
I love the gluttony of the 4th of July. I love the gluttony of the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Major League eating, it's a real sport for the gastrointestinal set.
Yeah, they changed their initials from the IFOCE, the International Federation of Competitive Eating, to just Major League Eating.
Yeah, MLE, baby.
And they got the red, white, and blue logo of, like, I don't know, a guy eating.
I think the logo is a stomach.
I think it's a fork.
Oh, it's actually a fork. Okay.
A fork.
Have you seen the hats? Have you seen the Nathan's hats?
No.
Like, you know, like the cheese wedges here. They have a hot dog they wear. A hot dog hat.
Oh, a foam rubber formation.
Yeah. See the hats up there?
Wacky.
That's not a bowl of hot dogs. It's a sea of people wearing hot dog hats.
On people's heads. Yeah, look at that.
Really. Will you have a hot dog tomorrow? Yes or no?
No,
there'll be better things to eat. I'll probably have brats or something along those lines. Yeah.
Right. And when you say better things to eat, you mean just about every food under the sun.
Exactly. Hot dog is last on the list for tomorrow for me.
It is Mr. Irrelevant of barbecue foods.
Thank you for that.
Well, no one barbecues.
You're welcome.
You don't barbecue a hot dog, right? You might grill.
You heat it up on the grill, but it's
all kinds of food shows where, you know, they deep fry them, they grill them, they boil them. Still a hot dog.
Still a hot dog.
It's called a ripper if you deep fry it. A ripper. Because it breaks apart.
Love your enthusiasm with that, by the way.
Salty, brine-filled, the absolute rump of meat just swept up off the butcher's floor.
Stuffed into a tube.
Thrown into a tube. Yeah, it's...
Goes through an extruder.
Oh, I think they do have, some kind of bonding agent where they don't even need a skin on the
sawdust
hot dog anymore.
Skinless
hot dogs, yeah.
Really?
Oil dry.
Something. Damp rid.
Ever since I became a bratwurst guy, I'm like, why would you eat a hot dog
if there's something else, like hamburger, better than hot dog, right?
Yeah.
Bratwurst, better than hot dog. Chicken breast, better than hot dog. What else do you cook on the grill?
Yeah. Even though I do not like hot dogs, a bratwurst is a delicious, flavorful, and texture-rich adventure for the mouth.
And there's so many different kinds. You can get Italian.
Yes, exactly. Hot, sweet, spicy.
Well, but then they're not a bratwurst. Yes. Then it's an Italian sausage.
Yeah, but still.
Ask the racing sausages.
Better.
Whatever. Sausage, bratwurst, whatever you want to call it.
Got kibosh. Sure.
How about this? Not a hot dog.
Is that not a hot dog? Because I'll have one if it is.
Right.
Is it a not hot dog?
But hey,
they're having a hot dog eating contest. In Coney Island again tomorrow.
For those who love hot dogs on the 4th of July, God bless you.
Yeah,
enjoy. It is an all-American tradition. It's just not for me or Bob.
Question.
Go right ahead. Yes, for the big fella in the back.
When does a hot dog become a red hot? Get your red hot.
I think it's just another name for
it. That's what I mean. Is that a local?
It's like a Frankfurter or a wiener.
You know, yeah, what is it? The skin that makes it different?
I don't think so.
So I
would imagine the Red Hot has got a little bit of
a little sauce.
Yeah, red pasta. Snappers are also called hot dogs because they look red and they snap with the beefing, the beefing, the natural casing of beef.
Right. I don't care for that.
Red snapper hot dogs, Maine's favorite home grilled hot dog.
They have a skin on them, so they're a snapper. So it kind of like cracks when you bite it.
Yeah, they earn the name red snapper because their obvious color, which is just red dye, by the way, and the snap sound the natural casing makes when you bite into it.
A Chicago dog, how does that rate? I mean, it's loaded up with all kinds of stuff. A Chicago dog.
You have to have the poppy seeds.
That's what makes all the. You need all those things to make it a Chicago dog. You like Steve?
No.
You see the clip?
Is it a hot dog, Bob?
There is a hot dog. But you can disguise it. It's under a lot of stuff, Steve.
Don't care. Don't.
Okay. How about this?
You see the clip where Dirty Harry is saying, "Who on earth puts ketchup on a hot dog?"
Yeah.
You see that one?
Yeah.
They're
running that now.
No, that's in Chicago. You never put ketchup on a hot mustard. Dog. Right?
What if you like ketchup?
Yeah. Well, eat something
There's
else.
There's a whole anti-ketchup
get your brains
movement
beat out,
out
Chicago.
There.
Right. Right. And there is no anti-mustard movement, which I'd like to be the president of.
Really? You hate mustard?
What?
Hate it. It's my kryptonite. I can smell 2 parts per million of mustard within a warehouse-sized building.
I saw a lady on Maury Povich who was afraid of mustard.
Yeah. Me too.
You're not afraid of it. You just don't like it.
She was afraid of it.
She ran off stage screaming, right?
She ran from it.
Yeah.
If there's a trace of mustard on my McDonald's hamburger, I will spit it out of my mouth.
Really?
Even if I'm in my vehicle driving and it's just been interior cleaned.
Detailed.
And detailed. Yeah. Because it's that
That's
disgusting
$300
to me.
Wasted.
Yeah, right. A big old mustardy.
And what are you eating your car for when you just had it detailed?
I'm hungry. I got to go somewhere. You know how it is.
All right, here.
Two essential things in life. A, got to go somewhere, right, Brian? And B, I'm
I got
to
eat. I got to eat. I got to go.
If only they would design a restaurant where I could just roll my window down and get the food. Oh, there it is. Delivered right through the window.
Like a big food portal.
A left window lunch. All right, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm driving down the road and I'm eating some food. La, 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 la. And okay. I'm drinking my drink.
How do you feel?
Oh, this is so great. I love America!
That's why we celebrate the 4th of July and our freedom.
That's right.
Because that's what it's all about. Oh,
they don't have this in Kazakhstan.
How do you feel? No. How do you feel? And you'll each get a chance to comment here, so please.
So, and it's feelings. So
right, it's how you feel, no right? So it's not a wrong answer. How do you feel? Because I think this is the best way. If you have to have a hot dog, if you have to have a hot dog, a chili cheese dog, I'll listen to your answers. Chili cheese dog.
What do you mean?
It puts it in the realm of, okay, fine. I'll have a chili cheese dog, but I will not have one unless I am clearly within 500 feet of my home toilet. For the next 5 hours. I do not have rogue chili cheese
home
dogs.
Toilet.
Home toilet. Okay. Yeah.
Home toilet. Yeah.
I'm not a toilet.
I like the chili cheese dog.
I
like it fine. I like it with a little mustard and onion. Just fine.
I'm just
right.
Chili
but I'm not some kind of crazy stuntman that would eat a chili cheese dog away from home. Like, oh, let's see what this does to my system.
I'll even say I'll up your chili cheese dog and go for the A&W Coney dog is better than the chili cheese.
Okay. All right. Again, no wrong answers. Looking for your feelings. And Steve was very clear about his.
And the home toilet.
Right.
Too.
Home. It was all toilet. In all caps.
Would you eat one of the great exotic foods in Simpsons TV show history lore, the Kalav Kalash, that Homer ate outside the World Trade Center?
I'm not familiar with this.
You remember when it was a can of soda that had a crab on it.
Fresh club kalash. Get your club kalash.
Hey, could you go across the street and get me a slice of pizza?
No pizza. Only a club kalash.
Club kalash.
All right. Give me one bowl.
No bowl. Stick.
Stick. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, here it is.
Oh, jeez. Just awful.
And then he eats the whole thing. Klav kalash. K-H-L-A-V. New word, kalash. K-A-L-A-S-H.
Actually, Steve, do you know what's available? And I saw it with my own eyes at a
store. Is this food on a stick?
No, I saw it at a store in Denver. The Flaming Moe is out there in cans.
Yeah, but nice. It's not going to have children's cough syrup in it, is it? That's what the
What were the ingredients?
That was the operative ingredient in the Flaming Moe. Was like Krusty's purple cough syrup. It was like the drank. Yeah. It was like the drank.
It was right. It was based on the purple drizank.
Yeah.
But lit on fire. Here you go.
Now, where do you have to wash that awful taste out of my mouth?
Mountain Dew or crab juice?
When the world. No. Jeez.
Crab juice.
I'll take a crab juice.
I love the dig on Mountain
Dew. Wow. I love Mountain Dew.
You got a men's room in there?
Only clubhouse. Men's room in tower. Tower. Observation deck.
Observation deck.
But I can't leave my car until the parking guy gets here. Oh, why did I drink all that crab juice?
Imagine a can that was literally just the juice from crabs. Oh, what do we got here?
When the weight of the world has got you down.
Flaming Moe.
You want to end your life.
Bills to pay, a dead-end job, and problems with the wife.
Your wife.
But don't throw in the towel, because there's a place right down the block where you can
drink your misery away.
At Flames on the Flaming Moe. When liquor in a mug can warm you like a hug, and happiness is just a flaming moe away.
They have Edna Krabappel hanging on two sailors in that.
And walking out the door in a halter top.
On there.
Happiness is just a flaming moe away.
Didn't Tipsy McStagger buy the rights to
yes.
to the Flaming Moe?
It was Tipsy McStagger. I think that's right.
Thank you.
Which was the restaurant in the theme park where every day is New Year's Eve. Right? Wasn't that?
What? The show is brilliant.
Oh, boy.
I love The Simpsons.
Hmm.
Am I right about that?
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Oh, no. This is a TGI McScratchy's Good Time Food Drinker.
Welcome to TGI McScratchy's, where it's constantly New Year's Eve. Here we go again. 3, 2, 1.
It must be wonderful to ring in the new year over and over and over.
Please kill me.
Please kill me.